Blog Talk Radio. John Spinning has got me on the mic again today. What the fuck? I hope y'all are doing good. It is still Thursday night. Perfect Thursday night show here. I'm so excited. I know I'm the co-host sitting in for John Spinning, and I hope I do a good job. So, I hope everything is doing well. Wherever you may be, God bless you. Happy New Year to some of you guys. I'm being in the studio shortly. But in the meantime, you got me. I'm here to try to do a good job here on Sunday. So, without further ado, we want to get on here on Slurk Radio. And, man, this is interesting. I have fun trying to sit here for my brother, who I love so much and appreciate. All right, so you guys can give me a gig. I'm gonna start it off a little slow. I'm gonna slow down and have a good time. All right, so anyway, here we go, guys. So that's it. God bless you. Make sure you can post some pictures on the show page.
Make it sweet, a closing. own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand that. Oh, 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 oh yeah, yeah. Something sweet as a candy bar. That girl and me, that's what you are. Get away from home, but I get up. baby. Talk that talk. I can understand it. Oh, oh, oh. Can you understand it?
Loving the bells there, man, oh man. And you know, we had a really good interview with them as well, so if you guys want to go back into our archives and check out some of the interviews, I mean, we got to, you know, interview, you know, some people that we didn't even know we were going to get, and we were really fortunate and God bless. So, you know, guys, hey, thank you so much for tuning in today. Don Fleming will be in a little bit, but this is Wardell Potts co-hosting and standing in for Don Fleming, and much love to all you guys, and much love to our brothers and sisters around the world. We do appreciate you guys tuning in, as we know you have many choices. And so, but anyway, here on Soul Light Records Radio, we just try to just play some good music and stuff. And I know Don, you know, he's really good at that.
You know, so I am trying to hold it down for him, and I hope you guys can appreciate this. Now, this is, in the background, you may hear Patrice Chocolate Banks in the background. She was, you remember Chocolate and Graham Central Station? Well, she was the female singer in Graham Central Station, so... I want to play, that's what you hear in the background, but I want to play one of the songs that she did in Graham Central Station, which was so much fun for me as a young musician growing up and, you know, playing drums with those guys and, you know, just having a good time listening to the musicians and the musicianship on Graham Central's record, especially Larry Graham. Lord have mercy. And so, as a matter of fact, we had Larry Graham on as well. So we have Patrice Chocolate on Banks, believe Patrice Chocolate Banks on, and we had Larry Graham on separate times doing interviews with both of them. And so go into our archives and check it out, and you'll enjoy the interviews. They were both very wonderful, and it was nice having them on. So here we go. We're going to take you back to Graham Central Station back in the day when I was just a teenager, doing my thing, Lord have mercy.
Sure. make you one of us. All you have to do is just listen to my woman. Then you will know why they call me when you want.
Thank you.
whisper
in your ear.
Thank you.
my goodness gracious. What an amazing song. And I'm so blessed. My goodness. That is Tavares, guys. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful song. Now,
amazing.
You know, I'm, hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
What an that song, just so this is like, you know, just remember what I told you to forget. It's like she's looking at him like, are you dyslexic or something? What's wrong with you?
Ooh.
You're making me crazy. And he's like, there's a man on the phone and he wants to come home. Oh, so can you just remember what I told you to forget, which is basically said, forget about us. Don't even, there's no us. Just forget about it. It's done. I'm out of here. Then he realizes, oh, no, what did I do? And he calls her up and says, remember what I told you to forget, please. You know, I just love it. You know, I love those great lyrics. And that was a group that I produced, Tavares. And it's just, what a blessing, man. Those guys are just, it was just so good. And, but anyway, Don Fleming's back, everybody. We've been waiting for this brother for a long time. And he's here. So what's up, Don? What's happening?
So first of all, let's go ahead and lay our cards on the table. And I want to say this. Thank you so much for opening the show and anchoring the show for me while I was out and about, man. I really appreciate it. Didn't want to leave the listeners without the show today. So, again, thank you so much for doing this.
Well, that's what we do, man. We got each other's back, and, you know, you're such a blessing. You always come on, and you're part of my show all the time. And I really appreciate that. And so, and I know you got so many other things that you're doing and stuff. So thank you for, you know, coming on and doing your thing here.
I love radio. I love, you know, doing what I do, you know, and, you know, I love the feedback and, you know, just the positivity that you try to bring, you know, through this outlet, through this platform. And again, you know, that's what motivates me to keep doing, because again, it's not a, you know, when you get paid for it, and again, when you get paid for it, you know, it's not really a job, you know, and really, and I'm just saying, it's just one of those things that you love. It's a, you know, it's a hobby. It's something that you love to do when it's not considered a job. Again, I know I'm butchering that, but at the same time, this is what I like to do. This is what I love to do, and reaching out to the people and having the people like this, you know, the people that call in and the people who are on the Solar Records Radio Facebook page that's able to give you that feedback and, you know, that positivity or even criticism or whatever. I take it all. It doesn't, you take the good with the bad. But, you know, that's what I love to do. And again, you know, it's my pleasure, and, you know, it's just a blessing to be a part and hanging and, you know, doing this journey with you, going through this journey. So, again, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, thank you, man. We so appreciate that. And, you know, the other thing that I enjoy as well is just it keeps your chops up, man. You just keep that flow going. And we always ready for whatever the next venture is that comes up, because we, you know, our chops, we're constantly doing it and constantly in the flow of it. And so it is a blessing just to be doing it. And it feels good. I love communicating with the people around the world. I love making people happy. You know I do. I happen to be a chaplain. So that's my gig. And this is kind of the same thing. And so it works together, man, and it just blesses me as I'm blessing others, and it's a beautiful thing. So, and I love doing it with you, man. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, no doubt, man. And I know you was jamming. You playing New Birth and Tavares, and you took it back, and I just love your selection of the music, man. And man, I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things when you listen to the show a little bit and then you call in, and you know, and but you listen, and you listen as a fan. And it's like I'm not your partner on this. I'm not your ride or die on this. I'm a fan. And that's the feeling that we should have.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel about you. I'm like, oh, Ghost, man, did y'all hear what he just played? and to you it may sound funny, but to me it's like I'm so serious. Like, that was good. You know, because I love a lot of the songs that you play, you know, most of the stuff you play. I can't even think of anything. Because I'm still, like, all caught up on the song Blackie played the other day. I was like, man, I've been telling people about that song ever since you played that song. I think that was Tuesday or Wednesday you played that? I can't remember.
Actually, that was in the indie blues and all that jazz show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so I've been telling people all about that thing all last night and all day today. And the funny thing is I was telling some white people about it. I was like, this song, Black. And they were like looking around like, Black? And then I go, yeah, Black. I said, you know, it's important that we understand that I don't see color. I try not to see color, you know, but sometimes people make you see color. And so I look, when I talk to my friends and my family, I just talk to them like they're just regular human beings, not know you're Asian, you're Chinese, you know, you're Black and you're, you know, white. We're just friends or we're associates and we're just talking. And I said, this song Black and it's about Blackness and, you know, what you ate and what you saw and what's been happening. And I said, and there was a couple of lines in there that she dropped on me. And I was like, whoa. And I couldn't believe she said it, but it was so real. And I said, the best thing about it is that she said all the good stuff, but she said the bad stuff too that happens in our culture. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. I love it because she kept it real. It was not just about the good stuff. It was about, you know, as many of the things that she could mix up in there. It was like a great, you know, salad or, you know, of words that she just combined
it's
and mixed up.
You know, I feel like it was a celebratory. It's a celebration of us, and you know the things that we go through and. And you know our hair, and you know waking up. And I know she didn't really like just talk about that, but it was one of those things you think about. If you have these memories growing up, it's like my little sister getting her hair, you know, the hot comb, and getting ready for Easter Sunday, going to church, and you know, it's those moments, man, that really captures the soul of who we are. And, you know, again, it's not...
My wife doesn't even know what collard greens is.
Oh.
Well, she not know?
On another note. Oh,
you don't know what collard greens is, right? You know spinach is because of Popeye, right? But she
right.
Like, are you kidding me? Come on, man. And so there's a lot of stuff, you know, that... And that's what I love also, that we get this... See, that's what I like about different cultures, because you get to celebrate each other's culture. You get to learn and learn stuff about each other's cultures and stuff. And that's why I always say we need to learn how to just get along and stop all this silliness. I'm better than you, but you better than me. And then, no, nobody's better than anybody. You know, we all equal here. And we need to start acting that way and stop thinking you're better than somebody. So, but anyway, by the way, the update on the football player is he is moving and grooving. He is awake.
He's writing.
And you know, one of his first questions to his family and
who won the game?
Was,
who won the game?
did we win? Then we went. It was like, and the doctor looked at him and says, yes, you won the game of life. Yes, you won the game of life. And so, I mean, you know, he was still there. He was still there when he woke up. He's like, okay, how long? He probably thought it's only like been a few minutes. He was knocked out for what he expected it was. He's still there. And so that really blesses my heart. I'm so happy that, you know, that he looks like he's going to be good. They are trying to figure out how to get him home. It's not saying
I was really, I was really glued. I was really glued to, you know, to get updates of his, you know, of his condition, man. I was really glued to the TV, glued to the internet to find it, because I mean, it was just one of those things, man. I remember as a 16-year-old. I remember when Hank Gathers, if you guys, all you sporting fans, when Hank Gathers collapsed on the basketball court playing for Loyola Marymount. I remember that. I watched that game in real time, you know, and it's, you think about those things hover over your head, man, and it's scary. The fact that this young brother is 24 years old. But I'm so glad I invested my time to just look at, to find any type of update and information, and, you know, whether on Twitter, even though I'm suspended, I can still go to Twitter or go to YouTube, or, you know, it's just, I was just so happy and relieved, you know, that he, you know, his first words was like, who won the game? And it's like, okay, this is a football play. That's a football mentality, and I love it. You know, because you know they stopped the game. You know, and it was deserved.
He had no idea, though. The game was over when you.
It was deserved.
Whatever
you
remember, that's
exactly.
As far as it went. When you went down, it was done, buddy. Game was over. And so, man. And so the good news is that, you know, everything is working good on his body. I mean, he's, you know, and so they, I mean, this guy might be able to, you know, have more than just, you know, okay life. He may be able to participate in sports again. Well, you know, we don't know. That's really wishful thinking. But, you
one
know,
day at
he's,
a time.
He's,
that's a,
yeah, well, he's
one
ready
day at
to
a time
go.
With me. Mm-hmm.
But he's ready to go. Okay, I need to get home. I got to get ready. So I got stuff to do. I got to shake the play. Slow your horses. You don't realize the whole world is praying for you, and that's so beautiful, man. I'm so glad to see everybody, you know, just coming together and just praying for his life. How beautiful is that, you know? And I just, you know, like I say, it's nice when we can pull for each other. And so, and we've seen how beautiful it is to watch it. Just watch everybody get on their knees, different teams, loving on each other, praying for him. Like, wait a minute. Our values are here. This, you know, it's not about who wins or who loses. It's about who we are as a person, as human beings. And, you know, and we want to make sure you're okay. You sure you're okay? Okay, cool. You know, so, I mean,
right.
They were there. Everybody was there. All both teams, like, we're not doing nothing until we hear what happened. that's so powerful, man. We're not doing anything. We're not practicing nothing because nobody is there. Everybody wanted to make sure he was good. And now in the decade, they see he's moving forward. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. All right.
What you say.
So anyway, that's... honor and power. All right, man. So you got the show, man. I'm gonna eat my dinner. I'm just so glad I got to play some Switch. Dude, I got to do this again. I love it. But I'll be here back and forth. I just got to do something real fast. So do your thing, man. And you know, I want to hear what you're gonna play anyway. I'm always curious as to what you're gonna play.
Well, you know what, man? I think. Because of you know, that young brother, him, you know, just waking up, or at least those signs of him getting ready to hopefully get back to Buffalo and you know, be in a hospital there or whatever. Just to, mm-hmm. to hear that he's doing better, you know, I'm just, man, again, I share your sentiments, and I want to go ahead and go get back to some music, and because this is celebratory, it's only fair to take you back to a classic from Miss Denise Williams, a friend of the show, by the way. Of course, this is her multi-platinum hit, super-duper hit from 1984 from the Footloose soundtrack. Let's hear it for the boy. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Radio, of course, Solar Records Radio. Of course, Throwback Thursday night. That was music from Eugene Wilde, 1985. Don't Say No Tonight. For that, I had to hook up a little Erica Yancey Underground R&B hit from 1997. Beautiful song called So Good. And of course, started off the block, Denise Williams. Let's hear it from the boy. We got about 50 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for checking out. Man, Mel did a fantastic job. Not only covering for me, but just the fact that he played some great music. You know, again, man, I wouldn't have thought of, you know, that Tavares, man. And I love Tavares and New Birth, and, you know, all them cats, man. Of course, we have the same taste pretty much. It's just he's from a different generation. I'm not going to say older. I'm not going to put him on the spot like that. But it is what it is. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We do it every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And of course, today doesn't matter what decade. You know, he took it all the way back to the 60s and 70s. And you know, I kind of give you some 80s and 90s. And, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And every now and then I give you some 2000, you know, 2000, you know. I'm joking. I'm just having fun with you guys. Again, tell a friend if you're on Facebook, on social media. Again, Facebook, like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes, man. We want to thank all the new members coming in and hanging out. And I'm trying to get Wardell to work on his Twitter page so he can tweet, so people can know who, you know, who this man is. You know, get familiar with all of his great stuff. He had to Google himself to find out the things he's done. So I always mess with him. He's like, I don't know. I don't remember doing that. He's like, I guess I did. Google said I did it. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid just because you don't know what you've accomplished and you have to Google yourself. Don't be afraid to brush your shoulder off and, you know, do a little low-key bragging every now and then. Speaking of not being afraid, let's go ahead and keep this music going. See, like the way I segued that, you know, I thought that was kind of terrible. Anyway, music from Aaron Hall. Don't be afraid. Solar Records Radio.
Don't escape.
You're listening to Sell Our Records Radio, of course, from 1985, music from the BB&Q Band. That's Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queen Band. Of course, again, that's Genie from 1985. Before that, I had to hook up a little Barry White, 1978 classic, September, when I first met you. I love that. I love that song. Of course, started off the block from the Juice soundtrack, 1992. Of course, one third of the group Guy. Of course, when solo did his thing, Mr. Aaron Hall, Don't Be Afraid. And I got Wardell back whispering. What y'all whispering over there? What's going on?
My wife, every time I get on the radio, she wasn't talking to me. It's crazy. Crazy. Every single time.
And I don't
I run her. And hide, and she follows me to talk. Anyway.
Hey, Kayla.
The difficulty of trying to do your show at home. Got to get back in the studio. Lord. How are you guys? The music is good, man. Hey. We've been blasting it over here.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I love that Genie song. I love the BB&Q Band. Again, rest in peace to Curtis Harrison. I adore that song. I love Dreamer. Oh, my God. On the Shelf. Just a lot of great hits from that group, man. We got to profile them more, man. I really love the BB&Q Band.
Yeah, they are great. As a matter of fact, I mean, anytime you want to do an interview, let me know. Just set that up.
Most definitely. And man, shout out to man. I got to give a shout out, definitely, to Denise Williams. You know, 2020, we definitely got to get her back because again, she was an amazing, just an icon to me as a kid growing up. You know, and was blessed to get her on the air. You know, and here's the thing. With me, when you try to, you know, you try to be all professional with these interviews, and it's like, we're going to talk 5 minutes here, and then we're going to go to a break, or a music break, go 5 minutes here, and then we're going to close out another 5 minutes. So it's going to be about 15 minutes, and I'll let you go. I promise, you know. And yeah. it gets so organic, and it gets so real. I mean, I try to get it to where they enjoy being on the air, and that's what interviews are about, man. To profile someone, to celebrate them, to give them the flowers while they're here. And a lot of them, you know, those interviews end up being 45, 50 minutes, maybe an hour. And I don't intend it to be that because I know they have other things to do. But we get so engulfed in their aura of their life. You know, and again, they love being on, man. And who am I to cut people off? Say, that's enough of your time, man. Have a good one. Bye. No, we're not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's on for a long time.
I know, man. I had Miss Shirley Jones on, and again, I didn't really mean to have her on that long, but you know, she loves the interview. I know. You try to be uniform because again, they have other things they can do and things like. But no, they just they love you, Wardell. They watch your career. They watch Dynasty and Solar's career. So you guys, what's so crazy is Wardell will come on and he does it. I've noticed this, and this is why I troll him a little bit. When I have artists on the show, he'll call and do his thing or whatever. So they get into these conversations. Hubert Eaves is a perfect example of that. Hubert turned around and asked him questions. So everyone's watching, you know, all his contemporaries while we're watching their careers, while we're supposed to be the interviewer and all these things. They've been watching our career, and then they turn into the interviewer, or at least the one.
Well,
you know,
that's how it goes. So I mean, a lot of artists that are like if you look at any of the Tonight shows and stuff, I mean, you know, the actors mm-hmm. will come on, and you got the guys asking the questions, but they start having just fun, and they start asking questions back, and they just having a good time together, and just blessing each other and laughing, and that's what we're supposed to do. That's what makes a really good interview.
you know.
So
that's all this is.
And
that's
I think that's
that
important. I think this is important. Again, the, you know, you have the contemporary, your contemporaries who's been in the game, and I hate to use the, just the word game, but in the context of the conversation, you know, just in the profession, I'll say that, around the same time, and, you know, going through that, that, you know, going, especially going through the 80s, and all of that great music that came through the 80s, to have your contemporaries say, you know what, while you watching my career being the interviewer, I've watched your career, and let me ask a question to you. And it's always like that to Wardell, because again, people, I mean, when you go to YouTube and you go to these comments, man, and it's amazing because it seems like I'm a proud little brother. Let's say you go to Keep On Loving Me, and you look at the comments section, and you see, I'm serious, you see Wardell, this Wardell Potts. Yeah, Leon Silvers did this, this, and this, but this is all Wardell Potts, you know, and people mention your name. So a lot of, you know, who's to say your art, these artists that we interviewed haven't seen those comments in the comment section or knew that at that time. So I think it's, I mean, take a bow, brother. Take a bow.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm just excited that we get to talk to these people and really let the listeners hear their stories. To me, that is the goal, and that is the key, and that is the joy, when the listeners can hear the stories, because they can't just call them up and say, hey, how did you do that? How did you get started? You know, we get to do that for them. And so it's a beautiful thing when these guys come on and they share their stories. And I tell them, I say, you know, your story, you probably said it about 1,000 times, but there's 1,000 more people that haven't heard it. So, you know, come on and just, you know. And it's always refreshing for them, like JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls. I mean, she came on and she can't get off the mic. I mean, she just airs. She's hanging in there. And she's sharing all kind of stuff that we didn't even think she would share. We didn't even know that was there and it would come out. But it's like when you guys ask me questions as well about specific things, it makes me go back. I go, oh, I never thought about that. And then I go and I start bringing it out and I hear it myself. And I go, wow, that was good. You know, so it's the same thing for you, because a lot of times I'll flip stuff around on you and I'll say, so Don, when you did this, and how did that work out? You know, what about your friends? Did they do what you did? Or did they go someplace else? Because like we all have different roadmaps and different people do different things different ways. And they're going to do the same thing in different ways. And so, and that's what I say about, I'm sorry to go this far, but that's what I say about religion. You know, people get so upset about religion, but, you know, you got to let people worship how they want to worship. That's their relationship with God. And, you know, we are all, you know, trying to worship God, but we have different ways. I mean, I grew up with, you know, what do you call it, Jehovah Witnesses living right next door to me. My best friend was a Muslim. And then my cousin is Catholic. My dad was Baptist. And so I was like, what is all of this? Different stuff going on. Then I started, you know, going to all the different churches to figure out what was going on. And I realized kind of that we all kind of praying to the same God. We just have different ways of doing it. And so that's why I don't judge people about their religion. You do you, I'm going to do me. And I'm not going to judge you. Don't judge me.
Well said, anyway. Man. Well said. That's what the kids say. That's no cap. No cap, you know, that's what you said is real.
That.
Cap, yeah, you know, no lies told. No,
wow,
but yeah.
That. No cap.
Yeah. So I know I'm learning myself, man. We got about another 21 minutes left. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Support the show. If you want to support the show, you can go to soulofrecordsradio.com. Or WardellPottsJr.com. You can go to and get some cool merchandise on the website. And also, if you want to donate to the show, just click on the donate button. We also have a Cash App $ Solar Records Radio on one big word. One big word. Before we go into another song, let me just say this, man. You got a song for me, man, and you got another block in you,
I'm ready.
Well, this your block, man. This is your baby. This is you. All right. All you.
Y'all know what that means. Don's hungry. Don.
Clapping my hands.
Right,
see what you got. No, I've already eaten. Stop it. I've already eaten. But this.
All right.
I'm just gonna sit back and listen.
Is. Okay. Here we go, guys. Let's rock and roll on Solar Records Radio. Don Jimmy on Wardell Park.
Superwoman, but is that really in her head? But I just wanna live each day to love her for what she is. Mm-hmm. Mary wants to be another movie star, but is that really in her mind? And all the things she wants to be, she needs to leave behind. But very well, I believe I know you very well. Wish that you knew me too very well. And I think I can deal with everything going through your head very well. And I think I can think very well. Wish that you knew me too very well. And I think I can cope with everything going through your head. Mary wants to be a superwoman and try to boss the bull around. But does she really think that she'll get by with a dream? A woman wants to be a superwoman, and I just had to say goodbye, because I can't spend all my hours not to cry. Summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I right now?
could not be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love?
was Stacy Lattisaw. I love that, man. I love that.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is that was originally sung, if I'm not mistaken, that's sung by The Moments, right? Little Philly Soul by The Moments. Or Ray Goodman and Brown. They ended up naming it Ray Goodman and Brown. The funny story is about that. They performed that song. This was right after Stacy Lattisaw did the song. The Moments had a performance at the Apollo. And, you know, a lot of people, the people in the Apollo, of course, they were jamming, whatever. And it was a lot of young people at the time. And it was just like, why are they singing Stacy Lattisaw's song? You know? And they're like, well, it's our song, you know? But they loved it nonetheless.
The strangest thing, man, is that, and we're going to be doing a show about this, about the it's about premature artists. And what I mean by that is that have you noticed that they're like artists like Stacy Lattisaw, young artists that come out, and it's like boom, and then it's like boom, they're gone as they become adults. Like what happened? And this happens so much. With young artists, it's like they're almost not ready, it just seems like they didn't get their feet planted right or something, and they just kind of disappear and fade away, you know. Unlike the Jacksons, you know, they kind of had, it was so many of them doing different things, and Michael really carried that whole thing, and when he left, they were done. Pretty much, and only time something happened was when he came back and did something with them. But you know, the younger artists, when they come out so young, it's hard for them to sustain that. Like the Silvers, I mean, when they were younger, bigger.
Let me just say, they did. You know, Michael left, of course. You know, we're not gonna lie and say it didn't impact them, but a few of them, they did have somewhat, you know, modest careers. You know,
The Jacksons, you know, had a modest career.
Even the Jacksons, I think, you know, Jermaine had a solid, Janet wasn't a part of Jackson 5. But Jermaine had a solid career, and you know, Marlon kind of did more of the behind the scenes before his album came out. But when they would come together and do their thing, you know, and Michael would make guest appearance, but everyone knew that this was going to be Jermaine, Tito, Randy, and Marlon. So a lot of people would still come out. Even the Jackson's album that came out in 89, you know, with 2300 Jackson Street, that wasn't really Michael, you know? You know, Michael was featured on a few songs, but that was mostly, you know, all of them harmonizing, doing their things. Yes, I think Jackie might have sung a couple of leads on it or whatever. But I mean, point blank, I think they had modest. Of course, they didn't have that superstardom, the celebrity, the iconic, you know, whatever symbolism that you would think someone like Michael Jackson had. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm just talking about, like, the same. They exploded as the Jackson 5. They exploded, and you know, and then it faded away. It was gone. It was just like, you know, it kind of faded away, and then Michael would kick up Jermaine. Then he, you know, everybody was trying to do their own thing, and you know what really disappoints me is Rebe Jackson when she came out, man. I don't know why her career didn't just take off, because that was good. I love that song you played. You made me start thinking about her again with Cynthia. That was like, man, that is such a funky song, man. And her voice is so nice on there. She had a brother singing there with her. I mean, it was just such a nice thing.
And the Weather
thing.
Girl.
And then she just disappeared. It's like, what? You know, so it's like, what's going on? And, you know, so there are a lot of young artists that come out and then they just fade away and just gone. But most artists have 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
And then
I would say
people moving on.
Also, again, we got about 3.5 minutes left, but you think about it, it's kind of like a sitcom. You know, it's like, you know, think about Different Strokes. You think about Gary Coleman was like this adorable kid, and, you know, he got older, and, you know, it's kind of like, I don't mean this in a cynical way, but it's kind of like the novelty ran out. So,
innocence as well. He was a little old man, and he wasn't a little kid anymore. He was a little old man. And then remember Michael, then there was the other little guy that Michael was hanging out with, and that became drama as well.
But don't get me wrong, a lot of young artists can make that transition in as an older artist and make an older sounded music. New Edition is the perfect example of that. You know, but
yeah,
you know, sometimes
great. Yes.
Some get slipped through the cracks, and I think Stacey Ladislaw was one of them. I think at the time, Stacey Ladislaw wasn't really, you know, when she got older, New Jack Swing was coming out, and her dancing, and, you know, they wanted her to dance in videos and things like that. That just wasn't her style. So she, you
what
know,
happened,
she kind of.
What happened to Brand? What happened to Brandy?
Brandy's still out there.
Yeah. She's still putting records out. Is she still putting records out? Uh-oh.
But, man. I'm here.
Okay.
Let's get up out of here. Tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar. I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, we got about a minute left.
Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, tune in as we celebrate Sound of Los Angeles.
Close us out, man.
I wore the Elf up. All right, guys. Much love. Good night. God bless you. Catch you later.
Good
night,
guys.
See you later, Don.
See you later, man. Thank you again.
Yep.
You're no longer